The British financier Richard Branson and Charles Schwab and Cisco chief John Chambers all have something in common. A lot in common, as a matter of fact. They all founded their own companies. They've all made a lot of money and all are dyslexic. A surprising number of icons in the business world have this learning disability. Julie Logan, a professor at London's Cass School of Business, just came out with a report on the link between dyslexia and business success. And what is it?
Well, the link is there's a high incidence of people who have dyslexia who actually start their own companies.
Well, let's explain what dyslexia is. The simplest explanation, I suppose, is that you see things backwards.
Well, when you're young, it can be you struggle to read, you'll see things backwards, you maybe have problems with numbers. But as you get older, it's much more about having a disorganization, still maybe mixing times and dates up and sequencing numbers badly.
Well, now I'm just trying to think this through. If you're starting your own business, why would it be an advantage to be disorganized and have trouble with numbers?
Okay, I know that sounds very strange, but one of the things that we found in the study is that people who have dyslexia actually, at a very early age, learn how to get other people to do things for them. They learn how to delegate to compensate for their weaknesses. So they learn to trust other people to do things. This is a great advantage in business because if you start a business, you get good people around you and you delegate. You actually can keep your eye on where that business is going and be very strategic.
So they learn people skills.
They learn people skills. They also learn excellent oral communication skills. This is highly useful in business because if you want to harness people behind your vision, get people to help you, build a network, if you can communicate orally and sell a really good story, you're going to get people on board.
What percentage of entrepreneurs were dyslexic?
In the US study, it was 35%, and in the UK study, it was 20%.
In the US, about a third of entrepreneurs that you happen to survey were dyslexic?
In our particular survey, yeah.
And how does that compare to the general population?
Well, in the general population, it's somewhere between 10 and 15%. In the US, they sort of put it together with ADHD.
Oh, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah, yeah. So 15% for those two together in the US. So it's much higher than in the general population. And in a way, that makes sense because if you have to do things your own way, if you really struggle to fit into the corporate environment because you're not going to be comfortable filling in forms and so on and so forth, it would make sense to start your own business.
You just hit on another possible point here. Maybe you don't get ahead at a large company, but if you're in your own company, you can make your own rules and work around your own disadvantages and toward your advantages.
This is a really important point because when we surveyed the corporate managers, we only found 1% of senior corporate managers were dyslexic. So it's quite likely, and there's a lot of evidence out there, research evidence, which suggests that if you're dyslexic, you're uncomfortable in a large corporate and you won't cope really with all the form filling in, the procedures and so on and so forth. So why not create your own environment?
Well, let me ask for a little bit of practical advice, if I might. Does this mean that parents of dyslexic children can now relax, their kids will be okay, or maybe statistically better than okay?
No, I think the important thing that came out of the study is those people who had succeeded, their parents or a teacher had really believed in them and really pushed them to achieve in other areas so that they had a feeling of self-worth.
Julie Logan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
She's a professor at London's Cass School of Business.